wet underfoot. Yes, the feed situation is good. All the water courses are flowing fairly well. The dams are full, and there is a lot of water in the low-lying areas. The swamps are all full, and we haven't seen it since 1996, 20 years ago, actually.
In what sense have you not seen this since 1996?
In between those 20 years, we've had some fairly dry winters and not a lot of rain, so the river just didn't get to any great heights or overflow. We did see a couple of times it ran a banker in those 20 years, but no winter floods. The last two floods, we had a summer flood in 2007 and 2011. They were summer floods, which were unusual, with about 150 mils overnight on those two occasions, which I guess saved the day for people with stock water because most of the dams were empty in 2006-2007 drought year. And, yeah, we haven't seen that probably in a lifetime.
And I guess in some ways it really wasn't that dissimilar a situation, where I think one of our reporters, Danny Grindley, spoke to you at the towards the tail end of last year, and it was looking incredibly dry then.
Oh, very dry, actually. Most of the dams were very, very low, and that was before the summer. So we went through a very dry, hot summer, and a lot of people had to get water carted in or find alternative underground water in the Pledlow area, which they didn't think there was very much water there. They did find some underground water, which saved the day. But now we've gone to the extreme where there's water flowing everywhere, actually.
Do you remember seeing such a shift from, have you seen before, such a shift from so dry to so wet so quickly?
Probably not with the amount of water. Yes, in my time, 67, we had a drought, but 66 was a wet year, so there were no real water problems. In 82, 83, which was another drought in my time, yes, we probably didn't have such a shortage of water. But because we've had this 20 years of very dry times, I guess the water table has dropped and the dams have got very low, and people have just realised they've got to make deeper and larger dams.
And you've done that, I gather, and they're all full now?
They're all well and truly overflowing, Nikolai, yes.
Which I imagine, look, there's always a bit of a double-edged sword to this. In some aspects, there's probably too much rain for some people, but this will set you up for some time.
Yes, there'll certainly be plenty of water there in our dams for the next 2 years, maybe three with these larger dams, and just a shame to see all this water flowing out the sea. You know, maybe we should have a few more water storages on our local rivers and streams and conserve a bit of it, because there is a shame to see so much just flowing out the sea and being wasted.
Has there been any damage done as a result of this much water coming through?
Haven't seen very much as yet. I see there's quite a bit of debris and logs on fence lines along the river flats and that sort of thing. But as far as the roads, a few minor washaways, but nothing serious at this stage anyway, Nikolai.
And in terms of the crops, is this good, or have you now got a bit too much moisture in the paddocks?
Actually, here we're mainly grazing, very little cropping. Further north, north of Pledlow, Langkoop, I guess, yes, it's probably a little bit too wet for them, and they're probably suffering fairly well, actually. And also there's a fair bit of timber harvesting going on with the blue gums in the area, and I think they'll be slowed right down. I do see a few chip trucks going in and out, a few log trucks, but my word, it would be very wet for them, and I'm not sure how they are getting through.
Indeed. What about the feed situation?
The feed? Yeah, plenty of feed. Yeah, we're pretty well off, actually, with such a mild winter, I guess, and yeah, the feed does look good. Yeah, a little bit pale in colour at the moment with so much water on the ground, but I'm sure as soon as we see a bit more sunshine, we're going to see massive growth, and there'll be a fair bit of hay around, I would imagine.
And if you could set the weather forecast for the next few weeks, what would your wishes be?
I'd like to see some sunshine for 10 days and then a bit more rain at the end of the month into October, which will set it up for a magnificent season. But often we've seen, you know, very wet like this, then it comes out warm and gets warmer and no rain, and you get a real crust on top of the ground and the grass doesn't seem to make much growth. We have seen, you know, in the past years in my time.
But overall things are looking pretty good, you'd say?
Excellent, yes it is. it is, Nikolai. Excellent.